Good Saturday, happy Easter, and blessed Resurrection Day, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com coming to you with the good news for this week in Columbus County. Easter activities are still filling the calendar, church services are in full swing, and there's plenty of VidCon still going on as we wind down to the big day on Sunday. Be sure to check out our church news tab at ColumbusCountyNews.com to find out all the things going on near you. There's some kind of worship experience for everyone of all ages, so you can dance, skate, celebrate, and sing your way into spring. Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church will be having a Sunday sunrise Easter service at the Sailing Club at 6:15 on Sunday. Everyone is welcome. LWMC will have a continental-style breakfast to follow at the Church Fellowship Hall. Regular services begin at 11 o'clock. The club is located at 3100 Canal Cove. The Waccamaw Suwan Tribe will be hosting their fourth annual glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt on April 20th at 6 p.m. There will be lots of eggs, food, and fun. The tribal grounds can be found at 7239 Old Lake Road in Bolton. There's another little free library in Columbus County, this time in the Roseland community. Sarah McPherson and her son Colt wanted to share their love of books and reading with folks of all ages. You can stop by and grab a book or leave a book to help keep it stocked. The library is located at 1500 Roseland Road in front of the warehouse. St. Paul's AME Zion Church is holding their weekly food bank every Thursday at 11 a.m. The church can be found at 507 Money Hole Road in Freeman. Engaged Life Church wanted to spread a little love and share some gospel on Madison Street last Saturday. Several members held up signs offering free hugs, a shoulder to lean on, an invitation to talk, and the reminder that Jesus loves all of us. The Lake Waccamaw Methodist Women will have their annual bake sale today at the Hills Shopping Plaza at the lake. Pre-orders can be made by calling 910-840-6978 or 910-840-4771. Items available are pecan pies, lemon meringue, coconut pie, chocolate pie, apple cake, plain or lemon pound cake, with or without icing, cheese balls, and crescents. For our good Samaritans and heroes this week, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon, but just look out for Tuesday night at Whiteville City Council meeting. Several members of the Whiteville Police Department will be honored for going above and beyond the call of duty. And also, here's a big shout out to all the dads and moms, because there's quite a few female turkey hunters out there, who have been taking the time this year to introduce their kids to turkey hunting. We've seen some really incredible harvest by young hunters, and there's some great big smiles out there. So moms and dads, thank you for helping to continue our hunting heritage with the next generation. Columbus County Parks and Rec will open up registration for the annual summer youth camps on April 21st. The activities will include sports, arts, nature, future first responder education, and so much more. Registration will be online, and information will be posted to the Parks and Rec Facebook page. The Wall That Heals will be making its way into Columbus County on Tuesday. The 18-wheeler hauling the 3/4-scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington City will come through Whiteville around 12:20. It'll go down Madison Street, then back up Lee on its way to the Veterans Memorial Park. The wall will be set up with special events all the way through Sunday, April 27th. For more information, see the schedule online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. You can also check out the Veterans Memorial Park Facebook page. Local beekeepers are staying busy, especially in the Wooded Acres community of Lake Waccamaw, it seems like. Everybody wants to go to the lake sometimes. Jonathan Ward and Annie Jenkins put out a call to save not one, just one, not just two, but three swarms on Oak Road. Matt Lewis of Hallsboro relocated one swarm on last Friday, and Russell Taylor of Waccamaw Apiaries was called out to help with the other two on the following Saturday. Honeybees, butterflies, and other creatures contribute to up to 90% of the crop pollination in the U.S. each year. If you spot a hive in need of help, don't spray it with anything. Don't try to run it off. Call 910-640-5114, and one of our local beekeepers will help you out. The Columbus County Department of Aging will host the Wisteria Senior Prom on Thursday from 4:30 until 7 p.m. This is always such a nice event. It'll be held at Vineland Station in Whiteville this year, and the attire is dressy casual. Tickets are $15 each. The price includes admission and dinner. Look for more about the Wisteria Senior Prom on our website. Remember to check back with the good news throughout the week for updates on additional events. We never charge you for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritans, hero stories, little kids with big fish, or happy news of any kind. Email the good news, that's the good news at ColumbusCountyNews.com or Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com. You can give us a call at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver.